So the second part of our statute in Minnesota that allows for self-defense as well as defense of dwelling, these are jury instructions for that portion of the statute. No crime in taking of a life, even if it's intentional, to prevent the commission of a crime in the defendant's place of abode. And by crime, they're talking about a felony. So first, the defendant's action was done to prevent the commission of a felony in the dwelling. Second, the defendant's judgment as to the gravity of the situation was reasonable given the circumstance. And third, the defendant's election to defend his dwelling was such that a reasonable person would have made in light of the danger perceived. All three conditions have to be met. So again, in defense of dwelling, you can have two parts. There's two parts of the statute, self-defense and defense of dwelling. The jury didn't believe that the action was done to prevent the commission of a felony in the dwelling, or they may have. Okay, let's give it to them. Okay, so they broke in. Maybe it was a felony they were after, like stealing more than $500 worth of personal property. That's a felony. Second, the defendant's judgment as to the gravity of the situation was reasonable. Well, maybe the first shot, but not the second one, the prosecutor even said. Not that fine finishing shot he spoke of, or putting the gun under the girl's chin. Third, the defendant's election to defend his dwelling was such a reasonable person would have made in light of danger perceived. And they didn't believe it was either. And again, he has no duty to retreat from his home, and the prosecution or the state had to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant does not meet the criteria for a defense of dwelling. I get the question a lot in class is that, well, what about if somebody's stealing my TV, my stereo? How do I stop them? Well, you can trip them, you can beat on them and hold them for the police, you can draw your gun even and hold them till the police come if the guy wants to stick around. If he takes off and runs out the door, let him go. What if he's carrying my TV? Well, let him carry the TV, all right? How much does it cost to go get a new one over at Walmart? Okay, you get a pretty, or a Best Buy, you get a pretty decent one nowadays for a few $100. Compare that to the price of an attorney. So I'm not saying that you have to let these scoundrels go. I'm saying that you can't let it rise to the point where your actions are not justified. Okay, so you can't use deadly force unless you're being threatened with deadly force or that there's a commission of a felony in your place of abode. Is stealing your TV a felony? Perhaps. Okay, depends on the price and things. It's a property felony. Certainly, if somebody was threatening to rape your daughter or wife or to kill you, if you're the man and you're defending the house, well, then certainly you can use deadly force. If you're a single mom home with your kids and they're threatening you and the kids and you feel that you're in danger of great bodily harm or death, yes, you can use deadly force. What you can't do is shoot somebody. Let's say that they're just taking off now, they're running, and they're unarmed. Now, the second question always comes up, can I ever shoot somebody in the back? And a lawyer will tell you, and I'm not a lawyer, remember, I'm not a lawyer. But the lawyers have told me, well, it depends. That's their favorite expression, in fact. Well, it's going to happen in court. Well, it depends. Okay, it depends on the judge. It depends on the jury. It depends on the testimony of witnesses. It depends on you. So all these things play into it. And bottom line is that if you can avoid hurting somebody, avoid it. It's a property, a piece of property. It's a TV that they're taking. But if they're threatening bodily harm to you or anybody in the dwelling, your kids, your spouse, well, certainly, or yourself, yes, you can use that lethal force then.